With Montana News, I'm Sean Robb. Arch Coal will not develop a massive coal mine in southeastern Montana. The company based today's decision on a weakened global coal market and an uncertain permitting process. The Montana Environmental Information Center's Ann Hedges says the Otter Creek project would have polluted both the air and local water quality.
The Otter Creek mine, when that coal was burned, would have put 2.6 billion tons of carbon dioxide into our atmosphere. So it's a good day for those people who have more of a global perspective on the impacts of the mine, and a great day for the people on the ground.
The project would have extracted up to 20 million tons of coal annually from state-owned and private leases south of Ashland. Coal advocates say the decision will cost Montana thousands of jobs and hundreds of millions of dollars in lost tax revenue and wages. They blame the project's failure on environmentalist and political heel-dragging on behalf of Governor Steve Bullock's administration. Bullock counters that the state waited over a year for Arch to resubmit its mining application after regulators said the project could harm local water supplies. Dillon-based restaurant chain Great Harvest Bread Company is suing the Panera Bread chain. It's alleging federal trademark infringement for use of what it calls a confusingly similar advertising slogan. Great Harvest filed suit today in federal court in Charlotte, North Carolina, on behalf of its more than 200 owner-operated stores. It says it received a trademark in October 2014 for the slogan, "Bread, the way it ought to be." But the lawsuit claims that suburban St. Louis-based Panera debuted its "Food as It Should Be" advertising campaign just 8 months later. Great Harvest says the Panera campaign intentionally causes confusion. Montana Governor Steve Bullock is defending his administration's handling of a major coal mine proposed near the Wyoming border after its sponsor shelved the project. Arch Coal Incorporated said today the Otter Creek mine faced hurdles, including an uncertain outlook for obtaining a permit. The St. Louis-based company filed for bankruptcy protection in January. Bullock said in a statement that the state had waited for more than a year for Arch to resubmit its mining application. Regulators in March 2015 had raised concerns over Otter Creek's potential to harm water supplies. Republican Greg Gianforte, who hopes to challenge Bullock this fall, accused the Democratic governor of refusing to issue a permit to Arch. Montana Department of Environmental Quality Director Tom Livers says it was up to Arch to take the next step in the process. A group of pain patients testifying before state lawmakers tomorrow says Montana has become a hostile place for people who suffer from chronic pain. Corin Cates Carney reports.
Casey Brock, a disabled vet from Glendive, and other chronic pain patients will propose a Montana Pain Patients Bill of Rights before the Health and Human Services Interim Committee. He says Montana's current laws about pain management and drug prescribing fail to take care of people in need.
I believe Montana needs a drastic overhaul. You know, Montana's still stuck in the dark ages.
He says policies of Montana's Department of Justice aiming to crack down on prescription opioid drug addiction are leaving some pain patients without the medicine they need.
So now we have doctors that won't even prescribe opioids in the state, you know, to even help with pain management because they're afraid they're going to get shut down, go to jail.
Last fall, Dr. Chris Christensen of Florence was charged with 2 counts of negligent homicide and hundreds of counts of illegal distribution of drugs. A few weeks after that, Dr. Mark Ibsen from Helena closed his practice when prosecutors alleged he was negligent in his prescriptions. Mary Cafaro is the vice chair of the Health and Human Services Committee.
They're two separate issues. You have drug addiction and you have people who need the medicine for their pain management. Those are two separate issues.
On Thursday, the U.S. Senate passed what is being called the Comprehensive Addiction and Recovery Act. Montana Senator John Tester released a statement supporting that act. He said, quote, "Drug addiction is plaguing our families and communities and taking a toll on our society," unquote. During his presentation on Friday, Casey Brock says he wants to remind lawmakers that while there are people suffering from addiction, there are also others suffering with pain. I'm Corin Cates Carney, Montana Public Radio.
Arch Coal Company is suspending plans to develop a major coal mine in southeast Montana. The company announced today that a weakening coal market and an uncertain permitting process prompted it to shelve the Otter Creek mine proposal. Shelby DeMars of the coal advocacy group Count on Coal Montana says this is a disappointing turn of events.
We're finally seeing the results of the war on coal that's being waged by environmental groups and politicians. Otter Creek would have created 4,400 new jobs for Montanans, and it would have been a huge boon to our state economy. We've completely lost that as a direct result of the red tape that the permitting process and coal development in general has had to undergo.
Coal opponents counter that low coal prices are making mines untenable and expressed relief at Arch Coal's decision. They say the coal extracted from the proposed mine would have pumped billions of tons of carbon dioxide into the atmosphere and threatened the local water supply. The Bullock administration refutes claims it's dragged its heels on the company's application process, saying Arch failed to submit an application proving it would protect local water supplies. Governor Steve Bullock in May will convene another summit focused on a persistent wage gap between men and women that, he says, ranks Montana 39th in the nation. Bullock visited with his Equal Pay for Equal Work task force that he formed shortly after taking office 3 years ago. He urged them to continue the work of reducing the wage gap. Last year, Bullock sent three proposals to the state legislature to help address wage inequities, but only one of those bills was made into a law.